You're listening to Cancer Questions and Answers, brought to you by the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center.
16 common questions about breast cancer. 1 in 7 women will develop breast cancer in her life. But how much do you really know about this disease? Here are some of the most common questions about breast cancer from breast cancer specialists at the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Breast cancer doesn't run in my family. Does that mean I don't have to worry about it?
80% to 85% of women with breast cancer have no family history of the disease. Even if no one in your family has ever been diagnosed, that's no excuse to skip your yearly mammogram.
Am I too young to worry about breast cancer?
Breast cancer can affect women of any age. The disease is more common in postmenopausal women, but 25% of women with breast cancer are younger than 50. Younger women should have a yearly breast exam by their doctor and begin mammographic screening at age 40. While a breast mass in a younger woman is much less likely to be cancer than a lump in an older woman, it still needs to be checked out. At the same time, you're never too old to get breast cancer. If you feel a lump, at any age, have it checked out.
If I am diagnosed with breast cancer, will I die?
Doctors are doing quite well at treating breast cancer, with 10-year survival rates currently at 85% to 90%. When caught early, up to 98% of women survive at least 5 years. Breast cancer that has metastasized or spread to other parts of the body poses the greatest challenge, although women with metastatic breast cancer often live for years with their disease.
I've made it 5 years as a survivor. Am I out of the woods?
Breast cancer can recur at any time, although it is more likely to happen within the first 5 to 10 years. 75% of women who will get a recurrence see it within 6 years, and 25% recur in the 10 years after that. New hormonal therapies, including tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitors, may be delaying recurrence so that the cancer is more likely to return after you stop taking those drugs.
If I have chemotherapy, will I be nauseated and vomiting all the time?
Chemotherapy does cause nausea and vomiting. But in the last 10 years, new drugs have become available that can almost completely control nausea, and very few people have persistent nausea and vomiting from chemotherapy.
If I feel a lump in my breast, does that mean I have breast cancer?
Most breast lumps felt are not cancer. They could be cysts or a benign condition called fibrocystic changes or fibroadenoma. Lumps could also be precancerous conditions that will need some treatment. Don't let these facts lull you into complacency. All lumps should be checked thoroughly.
Are there herbal remedies or dietary supplements that help treat breast cancer?
No herbal therapy or alternative therapy has been scientifically proven to treat breast cancer. Further, doctors do not know how these substances may interact with established medicines. Whether they cause their own side effects or interfere with the traditional therapy's effectiveness, that has not been made clear.
If I eat a healthy diet, will that make me immune to breast cancer?
Diet does play a role in cancer development, but not by itself. No one food or vitamin will prevent breast cancer. At the same time, no one food is responsible for causing cancer. Eat a healthy, balanced diet and strive to get a variety of nutrients.
If my mammogram is normal, does that mean I don't have to worry about breast cancer?
While mammography does catch the vast majority of breast cancers, it is only one screening tool. Women should also have a breast exam done by their healthcare provider each year. If you feel a lump, always get it checked out, even if your last mammogram is clear. Also, it's important to get a mammogram every year. Doctors will look at previous year's mammograms to assess changes in the breast over time.
If I am called back for extra views of my mammogram, does that mean I have cancer?
Extra views may be necessary because there's a shadow on the image. A mass may turn out to be a benign cyst. Most of the time, no further tests are necessary once the new images are reviewed.
Is a mammogram painful?
Is it comfortable? No. But it doesn't need to be excruciatingly painful, and most women will say it's not. Premenopausal women should schedule their exam for the first 2 weeks of their menstrual cycle when their breasts are less tender. If you find mammograms are painful, talk to the technologist performing it. The amount of compression used can vary, so the technologist can ease up on the squishing if it is unbearable. Just keep in mind that more compression leads to a better image for the radiologist to read, so there's a payoff to that bit of discomfort. Don't think having a digital mammogram will get you out of it either. Digital mammography works the same as standard mammography by requiring compression.
If I have a breast biopsy, will the surgeon continue during the operation to remove my entire breast without telling me?
Before the biopsy operation, you will sign an informed consent form that explains exactly what procedure will be performed. Many years ago, surgeons would remove a suspicious mass, biopsy it on the spot, and proceed to mastectomy if it showed signs of cancer. Today, it doesn't happen that way. Women have many more treatment options, and a surgeon will always discuss these options with patients after a biopsy.
I've heard that most cancerous lumps are painless. If I have a breast lump that is painful, does it mean that it's not cancer?
Generally, breast cancers are painless, but pain alone cannot rule out cancer. Some women also believe that a painless lump isn't cancer. Again, not true. There's no correlation between whether the lump is painful and whether it is cancer. Any lump should be checked by a doctor.
If cancer is exposed to air during surgery, will it spread?
Surgery will not cause the cancer to spread. The only thing that will promote cancer spread is a delay in diagnosis and failure to treat the cancer.
Will radiation therapy burn my heart, ribs, and lungs?
Current radiation techniques are safe and effective for treating breast cancer, with few complications. Methods used today minimize exposure to the heart, ribs, and lungs. You may experience a darkening of the skin during the course of treatment or a sunburn-like reddening. This will clear up after treatment is through.
Should I participate in a clinical trial?
Studies have shown women who participate in clinical trials do better in the long run than those who do not. In all clinical trials, the minimum any woman would receive is standard treatment. In some trials, participants receive standard treatment plus a new approach, such as a new drug or a new way to use an old drug. In other studies, researchers are seeking more answers about the biology of cancer or the effects of treatment so that new ideas can be generated. In these cases, patients' participation may be as simple as having an extra tube of blood drawn or answering a survey. Every woman should ask her doctor what clinical trial she can be on. Through clinical trials, we will continue to take good care of women today and better care of their sisters and daughters in the future.
For more information about cancer, go to www.mcancer.org or call the Cancer Answer Line at 800-865-1125. Thank you for listening to Cancer Questions and Answers, brought to you by the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center.